Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And folks, every so often we get an opportunity to talk to somebody in the industry that may have something to do with pro staffs. And with me today is Chris Brown from Strike King. And I guess I call you the pro staff dude from Strike King, Chris, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Terry. It's good to be on.
Well, let's talk a little bit if we can. You know, of course, most of the country's still under ice a little bit, but the southern part of the country, of course, the guys are out there and fishing. You know, we've had the bedding fish down in Okeechobee, and it's starting to move this way. And as we speak, you know, the Guntersville tournament's going on for BASS, and they're starting to catch them pretty good there. You know, you guys have got such a myriad of different products, and one of the things I think probably a lot of our folks would want to know about is, you know, as you're getting ready for that springtime bite, what are some of the products you recommend?
Well, Terry, we've got, like you said, we do have a myriad of products. Strike King has been known for its spinnerbaits for forever and a day, and I'd say over the past we've ventured into crankbaits and lipless crankbaits with our diamond sheds, into soft plastics with the tubes and the creature type baits. And now with the 3X soft baits made of Cyberflex, we've really gone wild. We've got a little bit of everything. And as we get into spring, you are looking at some soft plastic stuff. We're looking at our lizards. We've got a new soft stick bait out called the Zero that's just going to be phenomenal this year, as well as our crankbaits and our diamond shad. As a matter of fact, I'm sure one of those big sacks drilling Guntersville today is caught on a diamond shad, I hope.
Well, you know, you think about the techniques that are going to be used over grass, and all those baits that you mentioned can be fish over grass. And you know, when you talk about that diamond shad, though, that's going to be a pretty fast-moving bait, and these fish really key on it in the springtime.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the guys I've talked to down there over the past week or so were calling me, ordering some of the bigger three-quarter ounce and half-ounce diamond shads. And believe it or not, talked to a couple of guys that were wanting some of the 3X lizards. They were actually going to Carolina rig some of that stuff over the grass. With the buoyancy of the 3X, you can do that now. I mean, with most soft plastics, they just lay on the bottom. But with the 3X lizards and things, the ribbon tail worms and whatnot, you can, you know, get your leader as long as you want it and bait up a lot of that grass and just really smack them.
Well, you know, you mentioned the grass technique, and one of the things about grass is sometimes that bait will get mixed up in that grass, but with that Cyberflex, it kind of floats above it, and that makes it so it's a little bit better fish-attracting lure.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to float up. Probably one of the best stories I've heard about this was Mark Rose last year at the Open on Pickwick, or a year before last, was actually targeting suspending fish with a Carolina rig 3X lizard. And did real well in that tournament, and that's one thing we hadn't thought about was the fact that it is going to catch those suspended off the bottom or over top of that grass. And I mean, that with the 3X and the Cyberflex, it just opens up so many new doors for fishing. It's unreal.
Well, you know, and as products develop, you know, one of the things I think is really unique about Strike King is you have cradle to grave mentality about how the products are lined out. You don't just do something in plastic. You don't just do something in a crankbait, but you've got the, you know, from the water table, you've got all the way from the deepest depths to the shallowest water with the top water baits and some of the other things that you've gotten. So it's going to be one of those things where if you're going to go out and look for a product or a product line, Strike King's got to be in your selection process.
Oh yeah. It's, you know, with, you know, like you just said, from water baits to hard baits to soft plastic, to 3X, with Cyberflex, we just a ton of it, and you know, every year we're coming out with new body styles, new colors. We're listening to our pro staff, we're listening to the fishermen, and the neat thing about Strike King is everybody there in the office is fishermen. You know, we're all good buddies throughout the week, but on Saturday morning, don't be surprised to see us all lined up in tournaments somewhere going head to head. We're all big fishermen, and if we've got a pro staffer that wants us to make a color, and it's, you know, and he's really pressing for it, I mean, it's a good possibility that we'll add it to our line the next year.
Well, let's shift gears. You've kind of done a nice job of segueing into what I really want to talk about, and that is this pro staff thing, you know. And you know, a company like Strike King has been around as long as you have, millions and millions of spinnerbaits made, and you know, I'm sure every week you're probably getting resumed to death.
Oh, but I receive phone calls and emails every day and get letters every day. I average between, you know, 50 and 60 resumes a week from
Well, as you're getting those resumes and you're looking through them and you're looking at some of the characteristics, what are some of the things that, you know, in charge of the pro staff, that means you're going to look for somebody that maybe can do some special things? Give me some of the ideas what those are.
Well, you know, being sponsored by a bait company isn't all about going out and winning tournaments. I've got some guys that that win every now and again. I've got some guys that just do seminar stuff for us and fish a tournament when they have time. It's about getting out there, believing in the product that you're fishing, and get, you know, selling the bait. You know, our national pro staff, they do a number of seminars and a number of things every year, and they've been here for a long time and been a big staple for us, and have done real well. We've got some real big names on that pro staff. You know, we are considered to have one of the most elite pro staffs in the business. But when it comes down to a regional level, I'm looking for guys that are enthusiastic about our product line, guys that want to get out there and want to sell and want to really show these baits and tell people about them. You know, this weekend with the Gunnersville event, we've got a Bass Pro Shops has got all their stuff going on, everything, and I've got guys spread out all over the country that are doing seminars for me, and these are guys that are wanting to get out there and really work for Strike King, and in return we reward them with product and help them out as much as we can.
Well, you know, that's something that I think maybe goes missed a little bit, you know, as far as the pro fishermen are concerned. You know, a lot of guys say, hey, I'm looking for that money from these guys, I'm looking for this, but there's a starting place that you have to come around, and you have to say, hey, you know, you've got to come in here. If you're a new guy with me, we want you to do some things to be able to earn your stripes.
Absolutely. And I mean, I get, you know, phone calls every week from guys that tell me they're the next Kevin Van Dam, and they may be, but they've got to prove that to me, and it's taking baby steps and working their way up to that level. And sometimes it's starting out with just a couple $100 of product for free and doing some seminars for me, and, you know, just really humbling yourself and you know, just working for the company. You're working for Strike King, and you need to represent us well. And from the weigh-in stage to the seminar tank, to if you're just standing in the fishing aisle at your local your local retail shop there, I mean, if you've got Strike King on, you represent that company. And so it's somebody that's going to represent us from one end to the other very well.
Well, you know, you're looking at appearance. I'm sure you're looking at the way they carry themselves. So can they speak in front of people?
Exactly.
You know, can they talk about those products?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, you know, Chris, as this pro staff develops, you talked about the regional teams. You talked about your pro staff. I want to go back real quick, and we've only got a few minutes left, but I want to go back and talk a little bit about that pro staff. It is one of the most elite pro staffs out there. Mike Worm, Kevin Van Dam, you mentioned earlier. George Cochran, you know, just the names of all the elite players out there in the bass fishing world.
Oh yeah, we've got some fellows that have been around for a while, and some ladies too with Eyes and Emily Schaefer that have been around and have done real well. These are folks that, I mean, I remember growing up, Terry, when I got into bass fishing. I've been fishing for a long time. When I got serious, I mean, when it came down to wanting to learn how to throw a jig, you know, I read every book Denny Brower put out, every article in Bassmaster about it. And when it came down to learn how to throw a spinnerbait, it was all about Kevin Van Dam. So we've got guys that are role models to kids, and the kids is really what it's all about. I mean, these kids are going to look up to these guys like I did at one time, and heck, now I'm their boss. So it's kind of a wild deal the way events kind of turn around there.
Well, I'll tell you what, they look forward to talking to you, because these guys I know are every day thinking about new products and what to do. Now, one final thing, I'm going to let you do a plug. You've got a great television program now.
Oh, man, we've got one of the best TV shows out right now on Outdoor Life Network on OLN, beginning on Saturday mornings at 7:30 Central. We've got Strike King's Pro Team Journal. And what we're doing is back to that pro staff deal, Terry. We're utilizing our pro staff to educate, entertain, and inform the viewers. And I think it's on four times a week now. They can go on to the Strike King website at strikeking.com and check it out. Go on to bassfan.com and check out the times there in the calendar. And it's been an unbelievable show. And the neat thing about it is we control every bit of it from beginning to end. And it's really not a Strike King infomercial. It's a educational tool that we want to inform and educate the viewers on striking products as well as new fishing techniques.
Well, Chris, as usual, I appreciate you being with me. And let's see how this Gunnersville tournament comes out and see how those guys from Strike King do.
Well, buddy, I appreciate you having me on. I look forward to it.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.